5. Caleb. Caleb walked past the men and women gathered around the cook fire, making his way toward the tents in the back. He could hear the men whisper as he passed, making quiet comments about this strange new woman in their village. He had copied her visage 4 hours earlier after finding her wandering the road leading into the area, hungry and disoriented. Ishek had wanted to feed on her. Caleb refused. She was in bad shape and had likely already been attacked. His real desire was to help her, to find her somewhere safe to rest and something to eat. There was nothing nearby, and he didn't have the time to stay with her. The hunger was real and growing, and he could only deny his symbiote for so long. He had given her a few notes and a blanket. Maybe she was grateful. It was impossible to tell. She had looked him in the eye and offered a slight smile, but it was the best she could do. He helped her to the side of the road, sat her down in the shade of a tree, and continued ahead. The trife wouldn't touch her, not as long as she was unarmed and unthreatening. He couldn't vouch for anyone who traveled the road and happened to see her there. That was life on the forgotten earth. He winced when he felt a hand grab at the holographic projection of the woman's nearly bare buttocks. His head whipped in the direction of the grabber, who offered a nearly toothless smile. "You like that?" the man asked. "This one will do." Caleb wasn't so sure. He had come here looking for other Relia. "You found none." He couldn't argue that fact. Then again, some of the Relia were able to hide from the collective. Servants of one of the Relia ancients. He had already killed a few of them. He couldn't see them, but they could see him. And they didn't like him. Probably because he wasn't on their side.
"Maybe I do," he replied to the man.
The others nearby laughed.
"Oh, Rook, I think she likes you," one teased. "You gotta get some of that, Rook," another said.
"Do you have a tent?" Caleb asked.
The man kept smiling as he got to his feet.
"We don't need a tent, darling. There's a dark corner right over there."
He pointed to the corner of the garage, an area the survivors were using as a toilet.
"How romantic."
Caleb tightened his lips to keep from reacting to Ishek's comment.
"What do you say, darling?" Rook asked.
"I hunger, Caleb."
"Why not?" Caleb said. "Lead the way."
Rook beamed, reaching for Caleb's hand. Caleb let him take it. They didn't get far. Someone tapped Caleb on the shoulder. He turned his head back to find the pimp standing behind him.
"Don't just give it away, my specimen," he said.
"What?" Rook said, pausing and getting in front of the pimp. "Why don't you butt the hell out?"
The pimp smiled calmly as he shoved a knife into Rook's stomach, pulling him close. The man's sudden pain and fear was thick in the air, and while Caleb hadn't caused it, he could still breathe it in.
"Delicious."
Caleb hadn't caught on to the apparent flavor of the pheromones. He only understood that they either did or didn't satiate the hunger. Rook's grip on his hand loosened as he struggled to breathe. The pimp pulled the knife out, letting the man drop to his knees, clutching at his stomach to stem the flow of blood.
"There's nothing you can do," the pimp said, "except die."
Rook gasped, his fear filling the air. Caleb was surprised by the sudden violence, but it was almost exactly what he had planned to do. He looked at the pimp, making eye contact. They searched one another for a moment. He couldn't sense some Relia, but they could sense him. Caleb turned off the projection as his hand dropped to his sidearm, previously hidden by the projection. The people around him gasped and shouted in surprise, a nearly featureless black humanoid suddenly in their midst. The pimp was shocked for a moment, too. Maybe the pimp expected Caleb was host to an advocate, but he hadn't guessed he was wearing a skin.
"Don't kill him."
Ishek's request caught Caleb off guard. He was slow to draw, giving the pimp the time he needed to leap toward him and stab with the knife. It hit the skin in a flare of blue light, the blade deflected by the skin's shields.
"Why not?" Caleb asked.
The pimp took a swing at him. He ducked below it, nearly tripping over someone as they tried to stand and run.
He might have information.
Ishek was right. Caleb deflected another punch and then rushed the pimp, tackling him. The dirty man tried to struggle until Caleb put a hand to his back, emitting just enough energy to signal the Koran inside him. There was more than just its host's life at stake.
Wait, the pimp said. Don't!
He stopped struggling.
Who do you serve? Caleb asked.
What? I don't serve any.
Caleb increased the energy output, burning the man's back. He gritted his teeth in pain.
I said, who the hell do you serve?
The pimp growled softly.
Nyarlath, the greatest of the gods.
Caleb nodded. Most of the Koran he had found served the same Relia Ancient. Even the ones who didn't said the same thing. Nyarlath was the most powerful leader of the Hunger. Not the strongest, but the oldest and most intelligent.
Where is she? Caleb asked.
The pimp started laughing.
Not here, but she's coming. Her brother is dead, and soon this world will know true fear.
He kept laughing, even as his hand started rising behind Caleb's back. Caleb didn't hesitate, sending a blast of energy into the Koran before the pimp could drive his knife into him. When the Koran died, the host died, the blade falling out of his hand and clattering on the cement.
We knew that was coming.
Caleb nodded slightly, turning to look at the weapon. It wasn't a knife, after all. It was short and thin, with a violent, serrated edge. It was made of dark alloy. Alien metal. Axon origin. He had never seen anything like it before. Ishek filled in the blanks.
An Axon microspear, originally designed as a torture device for use against my kind. It looks as though it's been weaponized.
How many of you are on this planet that somebody made a weapon to kill you?
Unknown. Enough. He said Nyarlath is coming.
Caleb picked up the microspear, looking up as the guards came running toward him, along with nearly a dozen armed scavengers. He got to his feet, holstering his sidearm. He had nowhere to put the microspear, so he kept it in his hand as he raised them.
I don't want any more trouble, he said.
The guards leveled their shotguns at him. They couldn't hurt him if they wanted to, but there was no more reason to fight. He had gotten what he came for. He had satisfied the hunger. The guards and scavengers stopped in front of him, unsure what to make of him. He knew how alien he looked. The skin covered his entire body, including his head.
Don't shoot, he said. I'm leaving.
He started toward them, moving deliberately while they followed him with their guns. They didn't say anything as they parted to let him through. He could taste their fear. It would keep Ishek satisfied for a while. He kept going, back across the garage to the ramp. The guards followed him, making sure he left, as though they had control over the decision. He emerged back into the open air. The sun was setting. A bad time for most to be outside alone. Not for him. He didn't look back as he resumed heading north on the old highway, considering what the pimp had said. If Nyarlath were on his way, that was a problem. A big problem. But it was a problem he could help solve. He just needed to get what he knew to Proxima. It was more important now than ever.